We're continuing in Shara Kavonis with the Pirish Mosik Medvash from Avram Eisenbach Shlita. We're on page Lamed Tes, and we're up to like this. Soid Leia is Alma des Kasia, Rachel is Alma des Galia. So Leia is the Olam that's covered, whereas Rachel is the Olam that's revealed. So Lahavim Maim Rabba Bez Hashem. Rachel and Leia are both called worlds. Alman. Umefarish, he says, Chad Alma is Kasia. Leia is a bechina of Malchus of Tvuna, which is Soid, Oilam Hamachusa, the Oilam that's covered over. Because it stands from the chaz of Zerampan up above. Like we said, the Yesoidim goes down to the chaz inside of Zerampan. Memela, everything that's above that point is called Mechusa. It's called covered over. So Memela, since Leia is coming and her point, what is Leia built from? Leia is really built from the Malchus of Tfuna. In other words, a tfuna, or sometimes we say ima, sometimes we say tfuna, but the point is that malchus that's inside is connected because from the just like I say, we mentioned that Yaakov, the parts of Yaakov that we're talking about is from the Shviras Arkelim, the Achraim of Abba that fell down in Olam Atzilus. So a Leia is built from the Achraim of ima that fell down by the Shviras Arkelim, but not the whole ima, only the Bechina of Malchus. Yeah.
Yaakov.
No, so Yaakov is from the whole Achraim of Abba. Mashenken Leia is only from the Malchus of the Achraim of Ima that fell down. So Lamaisa, where's Leia standing? She's standing Keneged, which in the inside is where Malchus of Ima is, right? Which, because that comes down, that's Shvuli Ma'ayim, the Teres Yisoid Ima that comes down to the Chaza. So she's connecting behind Zerampin at that area. So she's Memela, she's in the area where the Chesodim are all Sosim, they're closed off, and therefore she's called Alma des Kasia. V'chad Alma des Galia, and that's a reference to Rachel, who bechines Malchus Atzilis, Soed Oilam Amagula, while if she Oimedes, Mechaz des Zerampin, Lamata, Shasham Oiris, Chesodim, Kvar, Nizgalu, Miyasoid Hima, because that's the point where the Chesodim already were Nizgala from the Yasoid of Hima, they came out. Valdo. And about this, does is kavras vis chafias legoy ma'arted vis kasias. So one of them was buried when she passed away. She was buried in a ma'ora, in a cave, and she was covered over. That's Leia, right? Because she was buried together. Yaakov buried her in the ma'ora samachpelah. To be meramez that she is the area of his kasia, right? Valken Leia nikveres minestemes bifnim b'ma'ora. When his kasia was covered over, v'da kaimel beparashas Archim bezgalia, and the other one, which is Rachel, she was buried where v'kfuris Rachel oimer beparashas Drachim begilui, by the crossroads on the open exposed area, because that represents Rachel where everything's bezgalia near Beis Lechem Yehuda. V'koyle kegavne di law, and everything works according to the way. Next page. No, next page. And the next pamphlet. And it's all, everything is like the way it's Lamaila. Or begin kach, loy ole, loy Yaakov emarta, v'loy ba'asa achra. So that's why Yaakov dafka, why was it taka, right? In fact, in the end, in the parashas of Vayechi, Yaakov tells Yosef, he says, that even though I buried your mother, Rachel, by in the open place and everything, right? He says, it wasn't for me, yeah? In other words, it was min hashamayim. So Rashi brings down one of the reasons why was because Nevuzraddan is going to put Klai Yisrael onto Golis, and on the way out, they're going to pass by Kever Rachel, and she's going to come out, Rachel Mavakal Baneha, and everything. But here he's telling us that, the Zohar is telling us that there's a deeper reason behind it. And the reason is because Rachel is by the area where it's exposed. Or begin kachloy all the Yaakov b'marta v'loy ba'asa achron. That's why Yaakov did not bury Rochel in the Maris Machpelah or any place else. Oksiv bo'oid kivres eris lovi afrosa. It was still on the way. Shloy rochik me'mokim yishev. It wasn't that far away from the mokim yishev, but still he did it in the middle of the road. V'loy ole b'lamasa. He didn't bring her in near the city limits. V'loy yichnis oisbe. Why begin to have a yoda? Because he knew the Asher Havah Ba'asher Nizgalia. She has to be in a place where it's a Mokim Gili, an open area. And that's why Kever Rochel till today, right, it's an open area where it is. Oh. Now, back into Shar Kavonis. V'zeh Shama, Gam Ze'atzmo, he says, this reason, Shebi'arnu, Shaleoi Medes Lamalo Me'achozah Dezeram, and that Leah is standing above, V'rochel is Lamat Me'achozah, Hutam Hashem Avur B'sefer Zoy, Parshas V'yetzei. The Leah is Ikri Alma Des Kasia, the why, Lefishai Medes, because she's built up and fixed up Neskenes, Ba'achoyre Zeram, in which area, B'malkim Oiris Me'chusim, the area where the oiris are covered over from the chazan up. Aval Rochel, which is Nikris Alma Desgalia, Kihioi Medes, when it's Kenneth, Bachari Zerampen, she's built up behind Zerampen, but where? But Makam Oiris Amagulam, the area where the oiris of Shibatok Zerampen, the Magula, Mechazalamata. Mamshech Vom, and he continues, and he says as follows, Vigamze Soid Kvures Rochel. Like we quoted from the Zoya, that the Kfuris Rochel Imenu Sheshosha is parts of Rochel. Rochel Imenu, right, represents and as a Shaykhis to the Rochel of the parts of Elyon. And therefore, Kfurosihi Bederech Bezgalia, in the road, in the open place, Rotzaloyme, Shinikri, Bemokim, Gilui, Beemza, Derech, Velobitoch, and not in the city, Velobitoch, Moris, and Machpelah, and not in the cave of Machpelah, Shumokim, and Chusse, El Nikri, Begilui, Bemokim, and Prior Pirshis Drochim. Like we saw from the Zoya, a place where the crossroads of the roads are. In other words, it's the most. What's the area you're going to have the most traffic? Where you have a crossroads. Besoid inyan hu ki sham mokem achozah de zeramp and nikra pirshas drachem. The mokem, the place of the choza, that's called the pirshas drachem where it splits. Ki shamu mokem nifresh venechlak. Over there, it separates and divides up. In other words, b'parts of Zerampen Atzmai, ben b'chinas Yisrael, which is Zerampen himself, mechaz alamala, or ben b'chinas Yaakov, which is Zerampen Atzmai, mechaz alamata. In other words, sometimes you say the actual bottom half of the part of Zerampen is called Yaakov, and the upper half is called Rochel. So where's the splitting point, the pirshas drachim, that separation of ways, is right by the chazah. Well, sometimes you call it the mokim chatach when we're referring to Nukva, to Bina and Tfuna, where they connect, right? But over here, we don't call it specifically that way, but it's Meramis to this Pirshas Drachim that Chazal tell us. V'roch Yoitzes B'achoyris Chazat Zeramp and Nikri Pirshas Drachim. She comes out from that, the place where it separated. And like we said, Rochel is built up from the Oiris that are ready Magula from the Chazan down. Which is above the parts of Rochel. Shiniskanis Moiris Magulim, that she's built up from those Oiris that are Magula, Shemina Chazes Erab and Lamata, Shashomu Nikri Pirshas Drachim, like we said. Now, in Mashikos Erab, Shapats of Zerampin, Menachoz Lamal is called Nikri B'Shem Yisrael. He says, Mevur Beit Chayim, Tkinizoyak Yisrael is Oisi Ois, Shir Kel. Right? This is one of the components that we have by Shema. Yeah? Behind Shir. Is mismoil. Shir is mismoil. Shir is to the left, right? And Kel is miyamin. Why is Shir to the left? Because who sings the Shir in the Beis HaMikdash? The Leviyim are Mitzara Gvura. Kahanim are Mitzara Chesed. And the Leviyim are Mitzara Gvura. So Shira is always Mitzad Smoil, right? And if you think of it also, just Stam, Shira is a very controlled way of sound. Right, sound gets very controlled by definition, right? So that's why. So Shir is over there. Mashenk, and we know that the Chesed is Meram is by the shame of Kel. Chesed Kel Kol Ayon. Oh, so he explains like this. V'inyin hu ki leya shay medes b'chayr is eramp and machoz alamala hu b'chin is dinim. That she's leya, like we said, she's a makam. She's in the makam of machosa. She's a b'china of din. V'nikra shir b'soyt shir, like we said, halavim shem esmoil. V'yay medes b'chayr is eramp and shesham b'chin is hadin b'asmoil. That behind eramp and that represents din, that represents smoil. V'zeramben atzmoy shubachinis harachimim is nikra kel. He's called kel shubachinis chesed v'yamin. V'ashem zeramben atzmoy shubayach sodim v'ashem leya shubadinim nikra zeramben machoz alamala b'shem Yisrael. Ein sham ba'orech. So in other words, with this understanding, that what it says over here, what he's quoting over here from Etz Chaim and Tikkuni Zohar, the idea is that why is Yisrael called Yisrael? He's called Yisrael because the Shem Kel represents Midah, which Zerampin is, and the Shir represents Leia, which she's Be'ikah from the Bechina of Smoil. So that's just a little explanation, a bit, to understand why the upper Chelik of the parts of Zerampin is called Yisrael. Again, because the Shir and Kel represent Chesed, and Gvura and Chesed. Shir is Gvura. Now, behind Zerampin over there is Leia, which she's Bechina of Din and Gvura, so she's associated with Shir, whereas Zerampin itself is a Bechina of Chesed, so he's the Kel. So the upper portion where I have Leia and Zerampin is going to be called Yisrael, which is made up of Shir Kel. Now, what about the bottom part? Mashikos of Rav, Shepart of Zerampin, Menachos Lamat is called Yaakov, Kimavu Beit Chaim, Kikishiyoitza are from the Yisoid of Abba, Lesakin is part of Yaakov. So again, what's the setup that's taking place inside the goof of Zerampin? Of the Naya of Ima, right? And the Yisoid of Ima finishes off by the Chosa. Inside of that, of the Naya of Abba. So from the point of the Chazen down, the Yisoid of Abba is exposed inside the goof of Zerampin. Oh, so he says, and from that aura of the Yisoid of Zerampin is going to come out to produce the Yaakov. Kikashi Yoitza or Me Yisoid Abba Lasakin as parts of Yaakov, Oime Bifnei Zerampin, Mechaz Lamata. He says, Oz Mikoidim Nasa parts of Yaakov, Betoich Zerampin. So it's a Bechina of Yaakov that's in the goof of Zerampin. Now you're going to say, where do we see that there's a Bechina of Yaakov inside? Because that aura that's coming from Yisoid Abba, that's going to go and build up parts of Yaakov, that already as it comes out from the Yisoid of Abba is called Yaakov. And he says, the Maram is in the Pasuk, Kasha Yotze Yaakov. It says a double Lashon of Yitzia, when it's talking about when he's coming, when he stole the brachas from Esav. So he says, the two Yitzias are one, he has a few different pshatim, but one pshat is the first Yitzia is the Iris coming out of Yisoid the Abba in the goof of Zerampin. And the second Yitzia is that it's going out from the goof of Zerampin to the outside in front of Zerampin. That's the parts of Yaakov. So that's what he's trying to explain, why the bottom half of the parts of Zerampin can also be called Yaakov. Because internally, there's a Bechina of Yaakov there also. Gam b'zeh, shebiyarnu shaleya medes b'choyre Zerampin mechoz alamalu, this that we said that Leia is above, behind, stav mashem avur b'sefer azoya parshas v'yetzei, ki Leia nikris alma ilo bina. She's called the Oilam Elyo in the upper Oilam, which is Bina. Vatam, why? Lefisha Leia Nekes, as a Moichin, the Zerampin, she Mitzarima. Leia is going to get her Moichin, that's Mitzarima, because she can't get from Abba so much. Why? Because Abba's covered over. But it's coming to her, how? Derech Hefzik Mechitzas Nai Shalima. It's going to come through the Nai Deima, Ilosh, Betoch Zerampin. In other words, Yisoy Deima Mestayim Bechaz de Zerampin. Since Yisoy Deima finishes up by the Chaz, so all the Moichin, all the Shefa that's going to come out to Leia is going to go through two layers. It's going to go through the Nai Deima plus the Guf of Zerampin. Right? And that's what he says over here. Moichin Shemitzar Ima Him Boikim Mechitzas Nai Deima to be Mesakin parts of Leia. V'ashem Shah Nai Deima is Bino. So the truth of the matter is really there's more than one reason here, because we started off when we said today that what is Leia made from? I told you she's made from the Malchus of Ima, because from the Achrayim, the Ima that fell b'shas teshvirus hakelim, that Malchus is going to be the parts of Leia, which gets built up. There's more Iris that are added to it. But he's giving us over here another reason. He says why she's called Bina, what her connection to Bina is, because all her Moichim that she's getting is coming in from the Naya de Ima. Oh, so now we understand that that layer is above, behind the Chazon Zerampin, and it's full of dinim, right? In fact, that's why, and Eitz Chaim explains that that's the reason why the HaKadosh Baruch Hu put her, she stands connect behind the Zerampin, B'derech Klal, Ponim Ba'ach. In other words, Rachel stands from the Chazon down, Ponim Ba'ach Ba'ach, to protect her from the Achizah Chitzonim. Masha'en Ken Leia stands and she's Ponim Ba'ach. Why is she Ponim Ba'ach? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that Acharayim should be exposed a bit. By that being exposed, because she is the Shoresh of Dinim, so Mamela, the Chitzonim have to have a Mokam Achiza. They have to have a Dinim because that's what they thrive and they survive on. But they have much less because they're getting it from a distance, right? Because it's not, in other words, if it would, they would be getting that Midas HaDin from Rochel. Rochel is at the bottom, the Gvul of Oilam Atzilus. They would pull her down because Ragleho Yordas Mavis, her feet, Mama should pull her into Mavis, into the Klippus. Leia is further away, so they're able to get from her. But even Leia that's further away, they're not getting so much direct, because it's at a distance, and also because the Cyrus, the hairs of Zerampin, cover over on her back also. So they're not getting as much, but they're getting it over there. But she's the source of Dinim. So now we have to understand, and now this is going to take us to the point of focusing on Mincha, Zman Mincha, there's a Bechina of Din. So the Mincha, Dinim, Hei Mesukim, and they're going to have, the idea is to be Mamtik them. So Hini Aravzal, Hetik Arba Mamori Ezoya, he quotes four pieces of Zoya, Shehem Mizbar, Kam, and Yonim Balev Rachel, which is going to explain a lot of Inyonim, a lot of ideas concerning Leah and Rachel. Aleph, is Maimer Azoya, Sheva Parshat Tzatzava, Besafer Tzniusa, that watches Zah, Metchilose Adinim, Hem Koshim, Ubesoifei Hem Noichim, Unim Tokim. So this we already had earlier, that Zerampin by his Roish, the dinim are strong, but when they go further down in Zerampin, they get soft. Yeah. So if that's the case, Leia, which is connected, the upper portion is going to get the Bechina, which is dinim, which are very strong. Shezasibis Shalei and Iskanis Metchila Zerampin is dinim, whereas Rachel, which in Iskanis Besoy Zerampin, is going to be Rachman. So that's one place. Beis, Maim Razoi Bepashta Vayetze, Shalei Nikros Alma des Galia, I'm sorry, Alma des Cassia, she's called the covered world. Why? Mibnei Shei Medis, Negero Oiris, which are Mechosim Shebezer Rampin, which is Mechosim Lamala. Whereas Rachel is a Medis, is Nikra Alma des Galia, the revealed world, Mibnei Shei Medis, Neged Oiris, which are Megulim Shebezer Mechosim Lamata. Number three. Maimer hazoy bepash moish rochli menu nikvira bederech bezgalya bepashes drachem, that Rochel was buried in the place, in the open exposed place by the crossroads. The lohiris apalt of Rochel, sheniskan is from the chosin zerampin lamata, sheshom mezgalam hoiris, at that point is where the oiris are mezgala. And number four is maimer hazoy bepash veyetze, shalei nikra alma ilo bina, mepnei sheniskan is bederech hefsik mesik of nahi Shalbina, and al zeh masikar rav, and this really finishes off. Va'alma b'chol zeh shiratzaloi mikol elu amamormen is come from all these four different places that we quote and we put together. We converge on that what that the bechina of din is ba mashbiyanu lamala, that leya is leya ki leya he dinin. Why mibneishin is kenes bacharis erampin, and it's mechosel lamala, and it's b'mokim dinim koshim. So let memele leya is bechina of din. And therefore, lechem b'mincha is aru dinin. That's why this is a tremendous iris of midas hadin by mincha time. Why lefish bechina zivig of leya? Because that's when the zivig of leya with zerampin is mechazal amal kimavoy leya, like we mentioned. Mitzad shazivigu is im leya shubechina dinim lechem tefilas amincha is bechina din. Right, so therefore, it's very much a bechina of din. In nisbala el ki b'mincha b'birchas avos b'teves b'ahava. When we say the word b'ahava by mincha, kishalei chayzeres b'fnei zerampin v'nishar mokem leya ponoi. So what we said was that when what happens is, since the zivik, again, we're working here with what's going on in the kelim pnimiyim b'shas mincha. So memela comes out that Leah is going to now be built up, and by Bahava she's going to come around to the front in order to be mezavig with Zerampin. V'nesham mokum Leah upon me. So the original position of Leah when she was in the back is now empty. As Rochel nigdelus b'chayr Zerampin b'chol kaimase. So Rochel grows up and takes the whole kaima. Since Rachel grows up to full size Zerampin, She's going to take over the makam of Leah from the Chozes and Rampa Lamala, Kaniska. And parts of Rachel, we said, is Rachmim. Lefishin is Kanes. She's built up from Weah Be'ika, from the lower portion of Chozes and Rampa Lamata. Shasham Dinim, Talkim, the Dinim on Nimtek. So that's why, in other words, why is it Midas Yoim, which is the Bechin of Rachmim? Because Rachel is also playing a role. The fact that Rachel's there and Rachel's growing up, that's why, to an extent, it's Midas HaRachmim, that's still going on. It's still day. But, and we have Dinim here. Vadinim oz nimtokim, v'enim chazokim k'moy ba'arvis, and the din is not as strong like I'm going to have by night. K'moy shi'izbar b'mayim rabo, like we're going to see shortly. Ki b'mincha mitzad ha'zivigim le'yo, that's b'chin is Dinim. But a mitzad hagdolus Rachel hadinim nimtokim. The dinim gets sweetened. The fact that Rachel is growing up. Ola'el, we mentioned from the Nahar Shalom and the Shem and Sasoin, Shema, that what was the point of Rachel growing up? Shema Shirachel nigdom amincha b'chol koyim is erampin is bechina of zon of kad shoyis, and that was in kelim emtzoyim. Okay, shebehem nigdelus Rachel b'tfilas mincha b'chol koyim is erampin v'yakav Rachel elu. And when is this Yaakov and Rachel going to have a zivig? Him is davgim and tfilas apayim b'chol koyim is erampin v'nokva. But again, that is like we said for the zivig of kad shoyis that takes place. Oh, so if by mincha we have zivig, we have dinim, but they're mumtak. When it comes ma'ariv, those are very strong dinim. Betfilas arvis hadinim em chazokim. Umamshich v'alma behine betfilas arvis shehazivig is Yaakov v'leya ma'chozid is erampin alamala. Again, mincha was Yisrael v'leya from the chazen up, right? And now it's Yaakov v'leya from the chazen up. Why? Ki nichnasu b'kriyashim av amida de arvis moichim both of vaktim etzad abba and v'ima. Behind us, Shenichnesu Moichin of Chagat Nai Bekalim of Chabad Chagat of Zah, and the Moichin the Abba Niskin. From there, we're going to make a Yaakov Bifnei Zerampim and a Chozel Amala, and the Moichin of Ima Niskan is Leia Bachor Zerampim and a Chozel Amala. Right? Okay. Now he bought Bifnei Zerampim and was Davgim Yaakov a Chozel Amala. And when it comes time for the Zivig, right from Bahava, she's going to come around to the front. Be rebuilt up, and then you're going to have a zivig by Sim Shalom. So he says, Oz, Kivan Shem, Espasht, Mamoich, Menai, the Zerampen, and Vein, Rochel, Niskanis, but Bechinis, Hamoich, the Zash, and Espasht, but Tfilos, Arvis. In other words, since there's no Shefa that's going down to the Nai of Zah, and therefore, Rochel can't get Shefa down below there. So Oz, Mimash, Nigdal, Rochel, but Tfilos, Mincha, Bechol, Koim, Zerampen, Bachoyer, of this that we say that Rochel was built up behind Zerampen by Mincha. Atabitfils Arvis Chizes Rochel Ahakden Atzma. She gets back small. Mechozes Erablamata. Leois and Osin, she's Achba Ach im Yaakov Ovad, Lamata Menachozes. She's back to back with Yaakov. And he says, what does mean Yaakov? He means Zerampen. It's Loime im Zerampen, Anikri Yaakov, Machozes Shloy Lamata. Lachain, Kishazivig is Leia, Shubachin is Dinim. So it's just Leia, and Rachel is not playing a role. In other words, by Minchel, Rachel at least played a role that she grew up. And that represented that it's a Bechin of Yoim, that is a Bechin of Rachmim. But now that it's Ma'ariv, and Rachel is not getting even to grow up, to take over that height, right? V'gam Rachel, Ein Ba'agdolo, L'malo, Ma'choz D'za, L'chein, and therefore, he shlitas adinim gemurim, it's complete midas adin, and therefore, V'oz, hu laila v'choyshech mamish, it's night and it's dark, which is meramaz amidas adin. V'inyin ha'choyshech v'adinim atkifin ha'elu, this very dark and harsh bechina of choyshech, nimshech ad chatzoyis ha'laila, goes until chatzoyis at the night, ki achat filis arvis, because after Ma'ariv, mistalkam ha'moichim is Zerampin besoded the mita b'shina. Then the moichin are actually going to leave, and that's when Zerampin is going to go to sleep. He's going to have a demita. Then echnos ma'moichin manai da abba v'ima toich leia. Then it's going to go inside of Leia and build her up. Magdila moichin b'chol koyim zerampin ma'choyrav. That's going to take place till Chatzos. They're going to be built up. And then at that point, in other words, until Chatzos, there's no Zivik. So from after Ma'ariv until Chatzos HaLayla is the Zman of pure Dinim. Now he says, La'el b'tchilis ha'drosh ha'koydem sh'nizbar, k'b'tchilis arvis yesh Zivik of Yaakov Rochel b'kelem chitzoynim. He says that's in Kelim Chitzoinim. Ulam Zivig is Rak Benai the Kelim Chitzoinim Deza, Avaloi Bechabad Bechabad, excuse me, Bechagat Bechabad, because Ein Be'arvis Chazorah Nefil Sapayim. So in other words, Chazorah would bring me to Chagat, Nefil Sapayim would bring me to a Chabad, but since by Ma'ariv I don't have that, so Memele in Kelim Chitzoinim, I'm only going to have a Zivig in the Nahi. Okay, we're going to stop here for today. Baruch Adonai L'olam, amen v'amen.